We are going to get our scripture from the book of Matthew, chapter 28. The book of Matthew, chapter 28, we'll read from verse 16 up to the last verse. It reads as follows. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority is in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Today, I just felt that I must share with you this great commission that Jesus gave to his disciples. And in a way, he gave it to us all who are preaching the word of God today. And by this, I'm looking at how Jesus Christ prepared his men who were going to preach the gospel to the world. And we also look at how should we prepare our ministers for the great work of preaching the word of God. So my theme will be preparing for the ministry. We know that preaching the word of God is not a very light task, although some people just take it for granted, but it's a very important duty of men that God has given to us. Therefore, those people who do preach the word of God, they need to be well prepared. They need to be well selected, because we need the right people who will be preaching the word of God. You know the problems we have today with the people who are going around saying they are preachers and so on. Some of those people are sent by some men and women, and some have sent themselves. But we thank God that he also did send some people to preach the word. So I am going to look at the following: the calling of a minister, the training, and the sending. How is a minister called, trained, and sending? But we are first going to look at what Jesus did with his disciples. On this passage, we see Jesus Christ, after he has completed his mission on earth, he is now giving this task to his followers, that after he has trained them, he is now giving them the task of going abroad and preach the word of God. And they did just that. The disciples went and they preached the word. And as they preached, they taught us, they trained men who will continue preaching, because Jesus said this gospel will be preached unto the end of the world. That is why it continues to be preached today, because faithful men took this great commission seriously. When Jesus came to the disciples, as he met them at Galilee, he said to them, "All authority has been given to me on earth and in heaven. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." Jesus had completed his task, his mission. We know that he left heaven, came to earth. He chose the people that he was going to train to be his disciples. And then he accomplished the mission of going to the cross, dying for us. And the Bible says he was resurrected. Therefore, the Bible says by this, God gave him authority in heaven and on earth. When Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost, said, "God has made this Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Christ and the Lord." As Jesus was crucified, people were thinking that they are getting rid of him. But the Bible says, by that, as he was resurrected, God made him Christ and the Lord. So now it was by his authority that they were preaching the word of God. Jesus Christ has made himself, or rather he was made a mediator between men and God. And after his blood was shed for us, we are now able to receive salvation because he has bought us for the Lord. Our sins are forgiven as we accept the message of Jesus Christ. So now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the word of salvation is preached all over the world. So Jesus Christ can say, "All authority has been given to me. Therefore, go and preach the word of the Lord." That's what the disciples actually did as they were sent to preach. We know that before Christ, God has only relationship with the people of Israel. All God's blessings and everything, all the laws that God has given to men were directed to the Israelites. But now there is a promise in Abraham that through Abraham all the nations of the world will be blessed. That is why Jesus Christ, when he was sending his disciples, he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Through Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, we are called to be the disciples of Christ. We know the Bible says those disciples were later called Christians. So Jesus Christ was saying here, go and make Christians of all nations. Because if a person repents and becomes a child of God, he becomes a Christian. As the Bible says, the people, those who were following Jesus Christ, were called Christians, hopefully because they saw their life, what they were saying, what they were confessing, it was Jesus Christ. Therefore, they were called Christians. Jesus Christ said, "Go and make Christians of all nations." We trust, brothers and sisters, that we are Christians today because of the message that Jesus Christ gave to his disciples. As they are sent to make disciples, Jesus says here, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If a person becomes a Christian, that person is baptized. Baptism is an initiation into the covenant of God in the New Testament. As we've seen in the Old Testament, there was circumcision. Now, if a person is baptized, the Bible says he is dying with Christ and he is resurrected with him. Since baptism is a sacrament, therefore it is an oath that a person is taking, that from today on I'm going to live for God. From today on I reject the world, I reject the flesh, I reject the sins of this world. So Jesus Christ said, people who become Christians, they must be baptized. They must take this oath of renouncing the world and becoming the children of God. By baptism, we also give ourselves to the will of God. We are proclaiming that we are now going to live not for ourselves, not for other people, but we are going to live the life with God, as a child of God. It was not the will of God that people must just be baptized just to be known that they are members of a particular church, but it must be an understanding of what actually they are doing as they accept Jesus Christ, as they are becoming the children of God. They are now renouncing the world. They are saying to the world, we are no longer belonging to you. We are the children of God. We are going to do the will of God. So Jesus Christ was telling his disciples that those who are converted must be baptized. As we hope even today, every one of us here, I don't know if there can be anyone here who is not baptized. Every one of us here who proclaimed to be the child of God is baptized and therefore has renounced the world and the works of the flesh. And Jesus says people must be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He is telling us of God's Trinity, that God is three persons, but one. This is the doctrine that has been taught by the apostles as they baptized people, and it has been taught as people are receiving blessings, as we see in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. The doctrine of Trinity. God is three in one. So now a person who becomes a child of God acknowledges Christ as God and the Holy Spirit as God as well. Jesus Christ says, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Holy Spirit. And thereafter, you teach them. After a person has been baptized, he is taught. You hear the word of God, you accept and give your life to God, you are baptized, and then you are taught how to live this new life that you have just become. Jesus says, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. A child of God is taught how to live, how to behave, how to conduct him or herself, how to speak, how to do things, because it is in the teaching of the Bible that you receive a new character. You become a new person. And for you to live a life pleasing to the Lord, you are taught. You know, these days you will find that there are people who are belonging to a particular church, but they are so critical of their pastors, of the ministers and the teachings of the church. But they are belonging to that very same church. Once you become a Christian, you say, now I'm going to listen to the word of God as it is taught by God's servants. I would not imagine a person who is the member in my church, who calls me his or her pastor, to oppose my teachings when I'm teaching him, because it is only way that he will know what the will of God is. The Bible, Jesus Christ has commanded us to teach people to observe. And we are not going to take just what you want and leave other things out. No, I'll go along with the church in this, and I won't go along with the church in this. Unless you don't believe that the church that you are in is the church of God. Because, you know, some churches, of course, they are just social clubs where they help one another to bury, to do some of the things. But Jesus Christ has built his church in which his people will come and be taught to observe all that he has given to the church. That is why we find in the book of Acts, the Bible says, those who became Christians on the day of Pentecost, they were sitting at the feet of the apostles and they were being taught what God is saying to the church. So, brothers and sisters, we are being taught. Well, as I'm talking about the church, we know that the church of the Lord is not only the church that you are belonging to. We are being taught here at the college, how should a person behave? How should a person conduct him or herself as a child of God? And it must show that this person has really given his life or her life to the Lord. So Jesus Christ is saying, those who become Christian must be taught to observe all that the Lord has commanded. And Jesus Christ goes on to assure the disciples that, behold, I am with you unto the end of the age. We believe, even today, that Christ is with us. As the word of God is being preached, we saw lives of the people being changed, people becoming new creatures because of the presence of Christ through the Holy Spirit as his word is being preached. We are not alone. He did not send his disciples and left them up to themselves. But he says, behold, I am with you always. And we thank God for that. So, brothers and sisters, from this, as I said, we see that there were people that were called Jesus called his disciples. He gathered them as he was beginning his ministry. Some of those that he has called, we know that they were fishermen. They were business people. They were professionals, some of them. But they left all those things to come and do what Jesus Christ was about to tell them to do. From the calling, we understand, brothers and sisters, that those people who come to the ministry are not people who are desperate for work, who cannot find employment anywhere. And then they decide that we must just take the ministry because it is the only profession that is available to us. People are called because Christ has put in them that zeal and desire to see the world changing. People are called so that they can do the work of God faithfully and with passion. Not because of what they will get, but because that's what God has called them to do. One time Jesus said, pray for the Lord to send more people to the fields, because the fields are ready. As the church, we must pray that God send the right people that will preach his word. And after Jesus has called his disciples, he trained them. He gave them all the information that they needed in order to do his work properly. He also showed them how to do the work. We have the example in Jesus Christ. We don't have to start new things, some fancy things that will impress people today so that they come. Jesus Christ trained his men that were going to preach the gospel. We can learn from them. We see that some of them, before they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they had all kinds of characters. Some were lazy, not able even to pray. Some were cowards. They will flee when things become tough and will deny Christ at some points. But now they were under the training that when time is right, they must be able to do what God has sent them to do. You find many characters among people who are being trained for the ministry. But through the help of the Holy Spirit, a person's character is being changed in order for that person to be the right person and the right tool to do the work of the Lord. So I can warn, don't be surprised if you see some of the characters among those people who are being trained. But we trust the Lord that as people are being trained, there are changes that are taking place in their life, so that by the time they are sent out to preach the word of God, they are the right people. And after Jesus Christ has trained his disciples, now he was ready to tell them, go and make disciples of all nations. They were now ready. They have received the training after they have received calling. And now he was saying to them, go and preach the word of God. We have seen how the work of the apostles have gone. On one day, the Bible says, 3,000 people were once converted. And there are many things that the apostles did as they were preaching the word of the Lord. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul is telling the people of the Christians of Corinth. He says, some of you were fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, drunkards, and so on. He says, but now you were washed, you were sanctified and justified in the name of the Lord. As they were going and preaching the word of God, there was a change that was taking place in the lives of the people. A person who has been sent by the Lord, brothers and sisters, the kind of gospel that he preaches changes the life of the people. We know that by nature, we are sinners. We do all evil things. But once a person has received Christ, we expect that person to be a changed person. Paul is saying to these Christians of Corinth, but now you were washed, you were sanctified. You are no longer what you were before. You were changed by the gospel that you received. We believe that those people who are sent by Christ, their message will change the lives of the people, those who accept the message. As we said, people now are all called to be the children of God. It is only the people themselves that exclude themselves. But the gospel is preached to all people. And brothers and sisters, we pray that God may send more faithful servants to preach and to minister to the world so that we can see our world changing, especially those who will say are Christians. I thank you. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the love that you have shown to us, first by sending Christ to die for us and to give us this wonderful salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the men that you have sent abroad to preach the word of God that we have received today. And Lord, we pray that you send more men that will preach your word as we see the world is becoming darker by day. Thank you, Lord, for your message. Thank you for the word that you always remind us. What are we called for? Bless us, Lord, now as we are about to live, as we live in our churches, in our places, in our communities. Make us a blessing and people who will show the world that, of course, Lord, you have come and you have saved us through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.